exciting. Well,
you can always spot someone who's never seen one of his plays before. Notice, no fear, no sense of impending doom.
Look, the role of man number three will not be played by Vic Shapiro. Well, we came on the wrong night.
I can't believe I forgot to bring a magazine.
Come on, you guys, this might be good.
I don't know. The exclamation point in the title scares me. You know, it's not just Freud, it's Freud.
Oh, shh. Magic is about to happen.
Well, Eva, we've done some excellent work here. And I would have to say, your problem is quite clear.
All you want is a dingo, but you envy the shrine, a thing through which you can tinkle, or play with, or simply let hang.
Body to have something else to do?
Yeah. Ross, 10 o'clock.
Is it? Feels like 2.
10 o'clock.
What?
There's a beautiful woman at 8, 9, 10 o'clock.
Oh. Hello. Oh,
she's amazing. She makes the women I dream about look like short, fat, bald men.
Go over to her. She's not with anyone.
Oh, yeah, right. And what would my opening line be? Excuse me.
Come on, she's a person. You can do it.
Oh, please, could she be more out of my league? Ross, back me up here.
He can never get a woman like that in a million years.
Thank you, buddy.
Oh, but you know, you always see these really beautiful women with these really nothing guys. You could be one of those guys.
You could do that.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
I can't believe I'm even considering this. I'm very, very aware of my tongue.
Come on, come on.
There goes.
Stand back, everyone. Incoming ego shrapnel.
All right, I can do this.
Yes?
Hi. Okay, next word would be Chandler. Chandler is my name, and hi.
Yes, you said that.
Yes. Yes, I did. But what I didn't say was what I was about to say. What I wanted to say was, would you like to go out with me sometime? Thank you. Good night.
Chandler?
Oh, hey!
Hey!
I didn't know you could
dance. You're in a
band. What'd you think? I didn't know
you're
you could
in a
dance.
Band.
Come on, you guys. It wasn't that bad. I was the lead. It was better than that thing I did with the trolls. At least you got to see my head.
You're right.
Saw your head. Saw your head.
Hey, how about that German accent?
Oh, yeah. All of your W's were V's.
She said yes. She said yes.
Oh.
Awful play, man. What? Her name's Aurora, and she's Italian, and she pronounces my name Chandler. Chandler. I think I like it better that way. Oh, listen, the usher gave me this to give to you.
What is it?
The Estelle Leonard Talent Agency.
What?
Wow, an agency left me its card. Maybe they want to sign me.
Based on this play? Based on this play.
Look, there's a note on the back. loved your work. Call me a sap. She was obviously very moved.
And you should probably call her fairly quickly.
Yeah, as soon as possible.
Coming.
Hi, I'm here to see Estelle Leonard.
Just a moment. Let me see if she's in. Hello.
You're Estelle Leonard?
I know. You weren't expecting someone so fantastically beautiful. So, love lump. Take a load off already, darling. Sit a minute.
Miss Leonard, I can't tell you how excited I am just to even be here.
Why not?
Look, what I meant...
You don't mind if I eat while we talk, do you?
No.
So, Joey, sweetheart, let me ask you a question. Did you ever see the movie Sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah. Wow. Do you represent those actors?
No. But you know, at the end of the movie, the part where they're all so happy with each other, that's gonna be you and me.
Wow, you mean you want to sign me?
No, I want to go up on top of the Empire State Building and make out. Of course I want to sign you.
Oh, Miss Leonard, I'm
sorry. Oh, God, I'm sorry. Whoa, whoa. Right as a cowboy.
I'm sorry.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Try to look past the book.
Yeah, you just have to unfocus your eyes.
Who's focusing? There's nothing to focus on.
Well, it's the Statue of Liberty.
Right. Where's the Statue of Liberty? Where?
Right there. God, I can't not see it now.
Hey, kids.
Charlie, come here. Do you see anything right here?
Yeah, it looks like a boat.
A boat, huh?
Yeah, right there in front of the Statue of Liberty. Well, I can't believe I've been here almost 7 seconds and you haven't asked me how my date went.
Right. How was your date, Chandler?
It was unbelievable. I've never met anyone like her. She's had the most amazing life. She was in the Israeli army.
Luckily, none of the bullets hit the engine block. So, we made it to the border. But just barely, and I've been talking about myself all night long. I'm sorry. What about you? Tell me one of your stories.
All right, once, I got on the subway, right? And it was at night. And I rode it all the way to Brooklyn. Just for the hell of it. We talked till like 2. It was this perfect evening. More or less.
All of a sudden, we realized we're in Yemen.
Oh, I'm sorry. So we is? Oh.
We would be me and Rick.
Who's Rick? Who's Rick?
My husband.
Ooh. Oh, so you're divorced?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're widowed? Hopefully.
No, I'm still married.
So tell me, how do you think your husband would feel about you sitting here with me? Sliding your foot so far up my pant leg you can count the change in my pocket.
Warren, I imagine he'd be okay with you because really he's okay with Ethan.
Ethan? There's an Ethan?
Ethan is my boyfriend.
What? So explain something to me here. What kind of relationship do you imagine us having if you already have a husband and a boyfriend?
I suppose mainly sexual.
Huh.
I'm sorry it didn't work out.
What not work out? I'm seeing her again on Thursday. Didn't you listen to the story?
Didn't you listen to the story? I mean, this is twisted. How could you get involved with a woman like this?
Well, you know, I had some trouble with it at first, too. But the way I look at it is I get all the good stuff. All the fun, all the talking, all the sex, and none of the responsibility. This is every guy's fantasy.
Oh, yuck, that is not true. Ross, is this your fantasy?
No, of course not. Yeah.
So you guys don't mind going out with someone else who's going out with someone else?
I couldn't do it.
Good for you, Joey.
When I'm with a woman, I need to know.
that I'm going out with more people than she is.
You know, at one time, I went out with a guy who had just gotten divorced, and it was really hard. His kids like me better than him.
Phoebe, what does this have to do with Chandler's thing?
Oh, nothing. But I didn't have anything on that topic, so I went another way.
Well, you know, monogamy can be a tricky concept. I mean, anthropologically speaking. Fine. All right, now you'll never know.
We're getting going.
Come on, Ross.
All right. There's a theory put forth by Richard Leakey. Oh.
Are we greeting each other this way now? Because I like that.
Look! I cleaned! I did the windows, I did the floors. I even used all those attachments on the vacuum, except for that little round one with the bristles. I don't know what that's for.
Oh, yeah, nobody knows, and we're not supposed to ask.
Oh, I think!
Very clean.
It's great, it really. It looks great.
Very clean.
Oh, I see you moved the green ottoman. How did that happen?
I don't know. I thought it looked better there. And also, it's an extra seat around the coffee table.
Yeah, it's interesting. But you know what? Just for fun, let's see what it looked like in the old spot. Just to compare. See. Ha! Well, it looks good there, too. Let's just leave it there for a while.
I can't believe you tried to move the green ottoman.
Thank God you didn't try to fan out the magazines. I mean, she'll scratch your eyes right out.
Guys, I am not that bad.
Yeah, you are, Monica. Remember I lived with you? You were like a little, you know,
That is so unfair.
Oh, come on. When we were kids, yours was the only Raggedy Ann doll that wasn't raggedy.
Okay, so I'm responsible. I'm organized. But, hey, I can be a kook.
All right, you madcap gal. Try to imagine this. The phone bill arrives, but you don't pay it right away.
Why not?
Because you're a kook. Instead, you wait until they send you a notice.
I could do that.
Okay.
Then you let me go grocery shopping.
No problem.
I am not done yet. And I buy laundry detergent, but it's not the one with the easy pour spout. Why would someone do that? One might wonder. But I would be fine with that.
Someone's left a glass on the coffee table. There's no coaster. It's a cold drink. It's a hot day. Little beads of condensation are inching their way closer and closer to the surface of the wood.
Stop it! Oh, my God. It's true. Who am I?
Monica, you're Mom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll be there.
That was my agent. My agent has just gotten me a job in the new Al Pacino movie. Can you believe this? Al Pacino. This guy's the reason I became an actor. I'm out of order, Pierre. You're out of order. This whole courtroom's out of order.
Seriously, what's the part?
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Come on, seriously, Joey, what's the part?
Let me just put it down.
You're la 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 what?
I'm his butt double, okay? I play Al Pacino's butt. All right? He goes into the shower, and then I'm his butt.
Oh, my God.
Come on, you guys. This is a real movie, and Al Pacino's in it, and that's big.
Oh, no, it's terrific. It's you know, you deserve this. After all your years of struggling, you've finally been able to crack your way into it.
They're fine. Make jokes. I don't care. This is a big break for me.
No, you're right. You're right. It is.
Yeah.
So you're going to invite us all to the big opening?
I need to borrow some moisturizer.
For what?
What do you think? Today's the big day. And you got a tweezers? I think I have a rogue hair.
God. Oh, okay, go into the bathroom. Use whatever you want. Just don't ever tell me what you did in there.
Thank you.
Where's Joey? His mom's in the hall.
He's in the bathroom. I don't think you want to go in there.
Oh, come on. We're roommates.
No!
Hey, guys!
I warned you. Who is being loud?
Oh, that would be Monica. Hey, listen, can I borrow a couple of things? Aurora spent the night. I really want to make her breakfast.
Oh, you got the whole night, huh?
Yeah, well, I only have 20 minutes until Ethan, so...
Ooh, do I sense a little bit of resentment?
No resentment. Believe me, it's worth it, okay? You know how in a relationship you have these key moments that you know you'll remember for the rest of your life? Well, every single second is like that with Aurora. And I've just wasted about 35 of them talking to you people. So, Monica, can you help me with the door?
Sure. Oh, Chandler, you know, the old Monica would remind you to scrub that Teflon pan with a plastic brush. I'm not going to do that.
Can you see if they can warm it up in here? I'm a little concerned about goosebumps.
Okay, everybody ready?
Listen, I just want to thank you for this great opportunity. I mean, listen, I know this is just the first step, but I hope that someday...
Lose the robe.
Okay, losing the robe. Okay, and the robe is lost.
Okay, everybody, I would like to get this in one take, please. Let's roll it. Water's working. And action. And cut. Hey, butt guy, what the hell are you doing?
I'm showering.
No, that was clenching.
Oh, now, the way I see it, the guy's upset here, you know? I mean, his wife's dead, his brother's missing. I think his butt would be angry here.
I think his butt would like to get the shot before lunch. Once again, rolling, water working. And action. And cut. What was that?
I was going for quiet desperation. If you have to ask. God, I love these fingers.
Thank you.
No, actually, I meant my fingers. Look at them. Look at how happy they are.
Oh my God, I'm late.
Oh no. Don't go.
Okay.
Don't go.
Okay. Oh no, I have
look
to.
Look at that, she's leaving.
I'm sorry. He'll be waiting for me.
Oh, well, I thought you talked to Rick.
It's not Rick.
Ethan, he got to spend the whole day with you.
No, it's Andrew.
I know there'll be many moments in the years to come when I'll regret asking the following question, but... And Andrew is?
He's new.
So what you're saying is you're not completely fulfilled by Rick, Ethan, and myself.
No, that's not exactly what I was...
But, you know, most women would kill for three guys like us.
So what do you want?
You.
You have me.
No, just you.
What do you mean?
Lose the other guys.
Like, all of them?
Come on. We're great together. Why not?
Why can't we just have what we have now? Why can't we just talk and laugh and make love without feeling obligated to one another? And up until tonight, I thought that's what you wanted too.
Well, you know, part of me wants that, but... It's like I'm two guys, you know? I mean, one guy's saying, shut up, this is great! But there's this other guy.
Actually, it's the guy who wells up every time the Grinch's heart grows three sizes and breaks that measuring device. He's saying, you know, this is too hard. Get out! Get out!
So, which one of the two guys will you listen to?
I don't know. I have to listen to both of them. They don't exactly let each other finish.
Which one?
The second guy.
I see. Well, tell me if you change your mind.
Sorry, the first guy runs the lips.
Look at it this way. You dumped her.
Yes.
Right? I mean this woman was unbelievably sexy and beautiful, intelligent, unattainable. Tell me when you did this again. Hey.
Hey.
Star.
Hey, wait a minute. Aren't you the guy who plays the butt in the new Al Pacino movie?
Nope. No. What happened, big guy?
Big guy?
It felt like a big guy moment.
I got fired.
Oh.
Yeah, they said I acted too much with it. I told everybody about this. Now, everyone's going to go to the theater expecting to see me.
Oh, and... Joe, you know what? No one is going to be able to tell.
My mom will.
Something so sweet and disturbing about that.
You know, I've done nothing but crappy plays for 6 years, and I finally get my shot, and I blow it.
Wait a minute. Maybe this wasn't your shot.
Yeah, I think when it's your shot, you know, you know it's your shot. Did it feel like your shot?
Hard to tell. I was naked.
No, I don't think this was your shot. I mean, I don't even think you just get one shot. I really believe big things are going to happen for you. I do. And you've got to just keep thinking about the day that some kid is going to run up to his friends and go, I got the part, I got the part. I'm going to be Joey Tribbiani's ass.
That's so nice.
I'm sorry, Joey. I'm gonna go to bed, guys.
Hi. Hey, Monica.
Mon, you're gonna leave your shoes out here?
Uh-huh.
Really? Just casually strewn about in that reckless, haphazard manner?
Doesn't matter. I'll get up tomorrow. Or not. Whatever.
She is a kook.
If it bothers you that much, just go out and get the shoes. No, don't do this. This is stupid. I don't have to prove anything. I'm gonna go get them. But then everyone will know. Unless I get them and then wake up really early and put them back. Oh, I need help.
Oh, no, not that song.
All you envies are shy.
Come on, shy.
A thing through which you can tinker, or play with, or simply let hang.
Hey!
All you want is a tinker, but you envy the shine.